Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Once again, your song of the day from 1966, We're the Monkees by the Monkees. 464-56851 is bad.
Keep it going.
That is good. Text your rating on these Starter
the
Haven
Jewelers. We played the whole damn song.
song of the day. It's only about a minute and 45 seconds long. To be fair,
we're going to get copyrighted right out the
no,
door.
No, I muted it. Fine.
I got to question something. Didn't we play this about 2 weeks ago?
No.
2 months ago?
No, I played Daydream Believer by the Monkees.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, are you sure on that, Jake?
My first thought is he running out of songs.
If I played it wasn't 2 weeks ago. It was a long time ago. Not that recently.
Right. It wasn't 2 weeks ago.
Imagine.
Might have been.
Hey, we're the Beatles. hey, we're the Rolling Stones. Nope. It was, hey, we're the Monkees by the Monkees.
By the Monkees.
I think the song's great, Jake. I'm not going to
lie
to you.
I don't think Sip does, but...
I think it's tremendous.
I don't know. I wrestle with it.
I think it's tremendous. I just like the fact that they're just good people because they're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We're just trying to be friendly.
Come and watch us sing and play.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, they're not trying to put anybody down, Jake.
No.
I mean, they're
happy.
They're what you need. It's probably what you need in York. Just people just trying to be friendly.
They were friendly.
I know, yeah. They would have been very popular there because that's what York does. I thought it was great, Jake, again, because it brings you back to better times. They had their own TV show. Yes, they had their own TV show.
Stick a score on there, big man.
It's just friendly and fun. It's a 8-2.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just fun.
I wrestle with it. I'm not giving it an 8-2. Yeah. I do like it. It is a saving. I've thought about that line a lot over the years. We're just trying to
be friendly.
I like that. And it probably gets me, that adds at least a 0.7 to me.
0.7, okay.
I've wrestled with it over the years. I don't think it's a walk-up song. If I was, I wouldn't understand.
I wouldn't mind it.
I think I'd be like,
pretty happy.
What's going on here? A 6.2.
Okay.
I think it's crazy odd that I could sing every word from 1960, a song from 1966. Now, simple lyrics, I'll say that. You know, it's not Bob Dylan right there. It's not. Let's see. Rudy's going to have to kind of like it a little bit. I think he's going to be
He'll like it.
6.9.
4.3 says, cool song if I was 5.
That's not a bad take.
Commentary there.
Interesting. Rudy's getting very comfortable with himself. he's getting very comfortable with making some comments.
Like that was okay, Rudy.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine, Rudy. Yeah.
Rudy, I mean, I like the take, actually. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. A little hard-bitten from
Let's
the young
get
man.
Some response here. Vernon Dakin, 7.5. Guilt Nerd, 10. I don't think it's a 10, but thank you, Guilt Nerd.
Hey, don't let him go.
That's fine. Houston, 8.
Houston gave it an 8.
Coach Libby, 7.2. John and Lincoln, 6.9. Ron, 6.5. Mm-hmm. Mike and Dalton, 8.5. LB and Minden, 4.5.
Whip it down.
White Sharpie says 4.8.
Score. Jeez. Come on. Be better, Steve.
I'm sorry.
Ryan in California, 7.4.
Whip it down.
Nomad Brad says better times, 8.4.
Nomad, is he new?
No, he's been there before. Okay. Bolivar, 9.9. Corey gives it a 6.
Corey.
Excuse me. Corey says he gave it a 0. You played this like maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah,
Not two weeks ago.
He's played it.
Six months ago, maybe.
There's a lot of songs,
6
Jake.
Months ago is a
you're
long
not
time.
Jake, you're not running out of songs. I could give you 40. I could give you 40 in an hour.
I could write down 40 right now if you haven't played.
I challenge you to that.
Oh, easy. I mean, it would not even
How long do I have?
Can
I
get Nick it? From Minnesota, 6.8. Lyle in Omaha, 6.6.
Corey called him out.
Gavin and Pender, 5. Scoot and Roca, 9.2. Who Clemens?
Bird!
2!
Two out of Bird. Where's the household at? This is right in there.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Jennifer and Hubby say, yay.
Hey, yes.
I had this record in 1968 when I was 5. Jennifer, 9.5. Hubby, 6.8. Thank you so much, Jake, for playing the song.
A little discrepancy, though, actually.
Yep, 9.5 to 6.8.
But a happy, everything's going really well. Mm-hmm. Everything's going really, really well at the house.
Tad says, song is terrible. Almost had to turn the channel, 0.7.
But you didn't turn it. Thank you. You hung in there.
We're
just trying to be friendly.
We haven't seen Nyla for months. She says, 4. No, Jake, just no on that one.
Look at her. That young lady's scared to death because the raccoons just ran by her. Look at her face. See her? Right there. She's scared to death right there because they just ran past her on the whatchamacallit.
See the concern.
And right now she's saying it right now. She's like, she goes,
there's raccoons downtown. Yes.
They're running loose.
They're running loose, and they just ran by a young lady that looks like she's heading to a job interview.
They're young raccoons. They're not big raccoons.
YouTube, Marcus 7-1, Troy 6-3, Nebraska, Noel 3-8, Nels in Montana 2-4, Genghis 5 on that one.
Gingers.
Nels 2.4.
And Plainsman from Grant 7.2. Song of the day was We're the Monkeys by the Monkeys from 1966.
Jake, you played it.
I won't do it again, ever.
He did. Right when he played, I go. My first thought was, Jake, you know you just played this.
You've heard it for the last time ever on this show. Second and last, probably. It is time for the bag. Here we go.
The bag.
The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
You won't get hacked with Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties. All 93 of 93 in this state. 99.7% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Free consultation. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com.
Oh, God.
Okay. Kelly off the bat says, good morning, guys.
Oh, we're doing this.
Yes. Each new school year usually means new school supplies. I'm wondering what a favorite school item was from the past you remember having, like a lunchbox.
Ruler.
A backpack. A ruler.
No, I had something that I don't know why this was a thing for a while, but I had a jar of rubber cement.
Okay.
You remember the jar of rubber cement?
Kind of odd.
It was a brush. You had to unscrew the lid, and you could make just like you could just make stuff out of it. But I had rubber cement.
Was this
rubber
in
cement
lieu of the
glue? Basically,
glue.
Yes, it'd be in lieu.
Elmer's
glue.
So you got that instead of Elmer's?
I think I had both for some reason, because Elmer's glue was the best. Always picking off the dry off the top was incredible.
Yeah.
And then you had the rich kids, the ones that got the 64 box of crayons, the big brand new box. And you got one, didn't you, Steve? Yeah, you did. Gated community, absolutely. Three car garage, I get it. Oh, you had the large one with the built-in sharpener in back. Yeah.
Come on. For me, it was the ruler, and you know the ruler I'm talking about.
With the metal piece on it.
God, dang it! You know
oh yes. It was incredible.
How the hell do you know this stuff?
Because it was at my wheel. I had it.
Because you have parallel lives.
Lives.
That like ruler was amazing.
Yes.
Back in the 90s, they had NFL pencils. And everybody had them.
We didn't have
so
those.
I had Dolphins pencils. I had, you know, every team I had a pencil of. That was the big thing.
Did you have
the 90s.
little plastic helmet on top of the pencil? Remember those little helmets?
Oh, yeah.
Those
don't
were incredible,
think that
too.
These ones did. I know what you're talking about. These ones did, though.
Also, you'd be writing on your paper, and you got, like, a Bears helmet on the end of your pencil. Better times.
Ticonderoga.
Yeah.
that was one of the brands, right?
Yes.
Ticonderoga. What was the main one, though? Come on, don't let
a me. A pencil?
Yeah.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Somebody will weigh in quickly.
Number two?
No.
There's everyone had a number two pencil.
Right.
I don't know.
There was a brand pencil name.
Help us
out. I love the fact that the number of times you come up, like, make sure you have a number two pencil.
Right.
There was no other pencil.
Yeah,
that was it. You never
once
go,
three
I got
one.
A four. I got a number four.
I don't think they made
They didn't make four. They didn't make three.
Did I use this one?
They only made two. So everyone always look. Is a yellow pencil? I go, You should have a number two pencil. Like, oh, I got it. I got it right
was
here.
It Mead? Yeah. Was it Mead? M-E-A? Yes, thank you, Ron.
Mead's one. There's another one.
Ed Ticonderoga, yeah.
Hey, who said that in?
It's Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
I didn't know any sort of pencil brand.
That ruler, I can see it. I mean, if I nailed it, we both like had that metal edge to it, and it was remarkable.
Marcus says on the mailbag, do the downtown trash pandas, raccoons, have names at all? Have you guys named the raccoons out in front of the studio at all?
We've not named them at all, but they're awesome. Obviously, they're getting a little bigger, and yes, we see them everywhere. Today, they were across the O Street. A lot of times, we see them right here. We've not seen them right in front here, but they're... It's the same group. It's a full family, and it's awesome.
They're eating well.
Yeah.
They're doing well. They're getting bigger. They're eating well. Yeah. Something's happening here. Yeah.
These don't grow smaller, but...
Mike, you tell. They could be getting thin if they're not eating enough.
Malnourished.
Yeah, they could be really malnourished, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Michael says, good morning from Oklahoma. In the spirit of Auburn's new claimed national titles, if you had the power to rewrite history, which national title game that the Huskers lost would you want them to have the most? 0-2 against Miami, 94 against Florida State, 84 against Miami, 82 against Clemson. Which one would you want to claim?
Say those again.
0-2, Rose Bowl against Miami.
No, not that one.
94, Orange Bowl versus Florida State.
Well, mine's easy, Florida State. Probably that one. Because I was at the game.
Say that one.
And it's pretty easy to say that if you said, well, you know, did you get outplayed? No. No, you didn't. A mystery punt return clip on Corey's punt
that's
return.
That's the one, Jake.
And a fumble. They fumbled. That's the one. They fumbled and didn't call it a fumble at the goal line. So there was several things that happened. So I would say that one. The one that would, if I could change one thing, would be change a rule. Because if the rule was back in the day, if they had the rules they had today, I'm sure that Coach Osborne would have kicked the extra point and went to overtime. In 83. Mm-hmm. And then you've seen what happened in overtime.
Now,
he may have chosen to go for the win right there, but I would imagine most people now would be like going, let's kick it.
It's getting going.
Let's go to overtime. We're a really good team.
Take our chances.
Yeah, we'll go take our chances.
Not the 2002. I wouldn't want to take that from Miami. I mean, they were the best team.
They were awesome. Yeah, right. Not that one.
They were the best team maybe in history, right?
In the conversation.
LSU for sure. Maybe 2019. What would you say about that? That Miami team or the LSU team? Close? Was it one of those two?
I would always go back and look at scheduling. And the only thing that probably stands out, the difference between the two, was it was just such a juggernaut. But they had so many NFL players on there also.
Miami?
If you judge it just off of that, they're really good, obviously. And they didn't have anywhere close at quarterback.
No, Ken Dorsey was not Joe Burrow.
Not even remotely close at that
not
spot.
Not close.
And a lot of spots they weren't. But I'm not going to – those are arguments you want to get into, too. But I would look at one thing and say, who'd you beat? And that was the one thing that stands out about 19 is who they had to beat to get to – if you just go through the last, like, five or six games, you're like going, this is insane.
Insanity.
Just the last three games to win it all was Georgia SEC championship, Oklahoma playoffs, Clemson national championship. So those just take those three in a row.
They beat Oklahoma 63-7. Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I mean, it was an absolute stomping.
It was weird. That was a strange day.
It was weird.
I mean, I was getting texts. I was at a Denver Nuggets game. I was getting texts like, "What is going on with this game?"
I believe we scored 49 in the first half.
That's correct.
I think Joe had 7 touchdown passes.
That any good?
In the playoffs.
Is that any good? Last one, Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas says, good morning, guys.
I was
talking to my brother recently about issues he's dealing with as he's a current school board member. What elected office or position would you guys like to run for if you could? School board, city council, mayor, something else? He says Bill would be an excellent ambassador for the state of Nebraska based on how he talks about rural towns and ag.
I do ag.
You're the ambassador.
And I appreciate that, and I wear that very proudly.
I would like
to be the ambassador of Nebraska.
It would be incredible. Yeah. You know Pillen.
I don't, yeah, no, exactly.
You know him. You could maybe position yourself to get this.
To be the governor?
Title. No, no to be the title. The ambassador.
I'm going to reach out. I'm going to reach out to one of his press secretaries today.
That might work out for you,
Can there be an ambassador? I'd like to be that.
A paid position.
Yeah, that would be incredible. I would definitely go. I don't know where I'd want to be, but I would definitely want to be on school board because I see more buffoonery in school boards than anything.
You want to be on the school
board? Oh, yeah, I want to be on the school board. Yeah, I see more buffoonery in that area. I'd like to have.
Just give me one example.
I'd just like to have somebody to be like, the number of things I've seen on especially small town school boards. Yeah, I've seen it.
Buffoonery.
Yeah, buffoonery. So I would like to be part of that.
Would you want to be the mayor?
Yes. That's the one I would choose. I'd like to be the mayor.
Could you beat out Scott Miller for the mayor job?
I don't know. Depends.
He's the future mayor and governor of Nebraska.
Yeah. I would just do heavy delegation, but I'd be the mayor.
You'd be a good mayor. I would.
Seriously.
I just can't imagine what it'd be like to be able to live like where the governor lives at.
The mansion.
The mansion.
Pretty nice.
Does he live there?
And just imagine sometime you're kind of bored at 11 o'clock just walking around the Capitol. I would. I'm just going to walk around. I'll tell you one thing.
My building.
When's the last time any of the breakers have been through the Capitol?
I was there 2 weeks ago. For the first time since 2000.
Jake, what were you doing there?
I had some family in town. They wanted to see the Capitol. I said, I've been there in 25 years. Let's go check it out. It was awesome.
Walk in there.
Jake, yeah. It's incredible.
It's awesome. Please. It's like, breakers, do it. It's free.
Breakers,
go do it.
Breakers. Just go to the Capitol. I was, the last time I was in there about two or three years ago, I was just like, whoa.
Pretty cool.
This is incredible.
I don't care if you're there in fourth grade. If you're a grown adult, go check it out again. Yeah. It's worth going through.
Matter of fact, if you were there in fourth grade, it's mandatory because you're in fourth grade, you don't appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a day out of school. It's field trips.
I haven't been there since college, so that's how many years.
Should we do a live remote from the Capitol?
Could probably do that.
I don't know if they'd let us in there.
I think they would.
In the rotunda?
Yeah. Like, and then we have it. Then we give tours afterwards.
You would be yelling Randy in the Capitol.
That'd be nice. Also, inside the Capitol.
With quite the echo also. It echoes in there in certain spots.
Oh,
we'd be escorted
Thank
out.
You for considering me to be the ambassador of Nebraska.
I honestly believe that you would be a good ambassador.
I 100%.
I do. I genuinely
Would there
believe
be
it.
Some sort of a, I don't know, like a... an event where I would get crowned, or I'd have to go to. Would I wear a special sport coat?
Sport coat, yeah. For sure. Preferably your cranberry one.
Yep, need that one again.
Okay. Yeah, that I think it's once again we stumbled onto something. Mm-hmm. There should be maybe an ambassador title. You would just go places with Pillen at times.
Yeah, I'd love.
You'd belong there, Bill.
Well, I was down in Orleans in Oxford on. On Friday night, I was down there.
You are around the state.
I was up in Hardington the night before.
There's
you basically are the ambassador already.
Without the being the title.
I was in Arthur. Candace, chime in. Would you like me to maybe come back as an ambassador?
Can you imagine Pillen at high-level functions saying, this is the ambassador, Bill Bush?
I would like ambassador. It. That'd be a great feeling.
That would.
With great pride.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by Apply Connected Technologies. Hour 2 is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.